Today's devotional is based on Psalm 42, and it was written by the Reverend Kendra Buckwalter Smith. Where is your God? To inquiring observers, it seems that the psalmist has been abandoned, and indeed, our writer speaks from a place of desperate longing, yet the psalmist chooses, even fights, to hope in the Lord. Hope in God, the psalmist speaks to the soul. For I shall again praise him, my help and my God. The psalmist writes in Babylonian exile, longing to worship God in the temple. It is a longing that resonates with the church of our own time, as we have come to know what it feels like to be separated from our houses of worship and the worshiping community. Perhaps our souls have come to be more closely aligned with the longing, not only of the psalmist, but of God, who indeed longs so deeply to bring us into the divine presence that God took on flesh, suffered at the hands of those who would not receive Jesus, and raised us to eternal life in Christ. Where is your God? God is on the cross, crying out in thirst that all our longings may be quenched. God is in the wounded body of Christ, that we may be made whole. God is in the abandoned soul of Jesus, that we may never be abandoned. Where is your God? God is with you, even now, leading a joyful procession to the house of God. Let us pray. God of longing and of hope, our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. As we walk this Lenten journey, may we know your presence in the depths of our souls and be led with all of creation to behold your face in glory. Amen.